Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
651-641-1071. What is your favorite brain teaser? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 1071. Streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Well, hello.
Why are we asking people what their favorite brain teaser is, Bradley?
Well, I was just bebopping around the internets the other day, actually today. Anyway, and my gal, Betty White, described herself as an addict for one classic brain teaser of a game. And I thought to myself, oh, that's interesting, because I used to also enjoy a good brain teaser or two. We'll talk about it in just a moment. But I was like, I know people do, because they still, like, newspapers are still around, right? Mm-hmm. Like, paper is still around. So you can do brain teasers old school, but I'm like, I wonder, do people still do them like on their phones and stuff? 651-641-1071, what's your favorite classic brain teaser game? And Betty White's, because I know you want to know the answer to this question, is the classic crossword puzzle, man. She's an addict.
I love that. Like, I always wanted to be a person who did the crossword puzzle every day.
Yeah.
And I'm so not that
I've
person.
I've tried at many points throughout my life where I would religiously sit down and do the crossword puzzle. But then it's like all things, mm-hmm. especially with newspapers, I have the best intentions.
Yeah.
But they begin to pile up.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm a hoarder.
Oh, I used to get so stressed out at the paper piles.
Yes. Yes. But anyway, I can relate to that feeling. And in addition, actually, like, I think of all the times when I would get on an airplane and I would do word searches.
I love a good word search.
I mean, but I haven't done that in 100 years.
Well,
where do you do that?
Because you got your phone and stuff. You can still buy big books of those things.
Can you really?
Yeah, at the airport, in fact.
Oh, okay. Oh. That makes sense.
Yeah, look at that. 651-641-1071. What's your favorite brain teaser? Do people do Sudoku anymore?
Right? Like, I never did that. I don't like numbers for me are not relaxing. Okay, so you're agreeing. I couldn't tell what you were
doing. Sorry, something was calling me from across the room, and so I had to respond. There's those other, like, word games, though, where it's like, you know, mind over matter, you know, where you have to, what are those things called? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah. No, that was always in the back of the newspaper where yep. you'd have the word mind over the word matter, and you had to come up with the
what
proverb,
it meant.
Or not proverb, what do you call that, an idiom?
Yeah.
Mind over matter.
Right. And there's like different versions of that. But I used to enjoy doing those too.
Yeah.
I thought those were kind of fun, but I don't know what they're called.
Yeah. Thingamajigs.
651-641-1071. What is your favorite brain teaser? Give me some other examples. Cause like, I know the Sudoku, I know the word search, I know the, crossword puzzle.
The one that I have enjoyed online, because I remember this being a thing, I do think of the few apps that I've done over the years that have sort of brain teasery things, and my favorite is the one where you have to come up with as many words within a word.
Oh yeah.
So like, you get the word fart, and you have to pick
art, far, rat,
far,
mm-hmm.
arf,
frat,
tar,
mm-hmm. Tarf.
Fat.
Tarf isn't a word.
Arfed. It might be. I don't know.
Arfed.
Arfed.
The dog the past tense of arfed on the couch. Somebody has to bring a towel and clean it up.
But I don't know what those are called either. But I used to love doing those. You know.
Yeah. Or I want to say, what were the other? There's other ones where you have to unscramble. Or
is that Words with Friends? What was Words with Friends?
No, that was like crossword.
That's like competitive Scrabble.
Yeah, it's like Scrabble.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, but do you know what I'm talking about? Where there would be like a code where you had to like crack the code, but you had to figure out what the code was. Do you remember that?
Like, give me an example.
I mean, there isn't one. It's like you would, it would be on the back of the newspaper and there would be like a sentence, right?
Oh.
And it would give you one key. Oh, kind of like, whatever, R equals A. And then you'd have to figure out how that would be and what all the other letters would
be. That's a lot of work. But yeah,
it was too much work and I never got it.
Yeah.
But I was not into it. No, thank you.
Yeah, word things, numbers, not so much. Crossword puzzles. I'm curious because I do remember when the internet happened.
Back in the beginning.
Back in the olden days.
Thank you, Al Gore.
Yes, when I was there at the birth of the internet. No, when doing things like games on the internet became a thing, I do remember a period of time where you could do crossword puzzles. And like, I remember trying a crossword puzzle online. It's just not the same as like sitting down on the couch and like, you know, sitting with your pencil and just like working it out. You know what I mean?
Right. Working it out.
But I'm curious if there, you know, maybe there are apps where people are doing these regularly.
I will say that there are, because I did a free trial on one of those, like a brain training app.
Oh, sure.
Where you had to, in a day, complete a bunch of different puzzles. Things like, there would be all these squares and they would be like cars parked in a parking lot. And there was one exit and you had to get the red car out.
Oh, yeah.
And the red car was like in the back.
Yep.
So logic
those
games.
Are fun.
Those things. Right.
Yeah, yeah. I've done a few of those where you have to like move the box around in order to get the, what do you call that? Because they used to have puzzles, actual physical puzzles where you had to move the little piece around in order to move all the other pieces.
Right.
And like make the picture go back together.
What's that thing called?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I mean, clearly we're experts.
Holly, do we have any callers?
Yeah, Sierra's on the line.
Wonderful. Hi, Sierra. What's your favorite brain teaser?
Hi, mine is actually, I always call them fill-ins, they're word. They look like empty crossword puzzles, but they give you the words.
Uh-huh.
And there's one word that is already filled in the puzzle, and then you have to figure out where all of the rest of the words fit.
Oh, sure.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds vaguely familiar, but I understand at least, I think what you're saying is you get a bunch of words, and you have to sort of like fill in the spaces so that they all go together.
I like that because that feels like then I don't have to invent words on my own.
Yes.
Exactly.
Right? Oh, I like that. What did you call? You called them something.
Fill-ins.
Fill-ins.
I have a book here and it just says classic fill-in puzzles.
I love it.
Yeah. No, that's
Thank
awesome.
Thank you, Sierra. Thank See, you. Those are the things that would keep you occupied on a flight.
Yep.
So because back in the day,
a train ride,
or you know, in the Conestoga wagon, well, Ma drove. No, but those, because we used to, kids these days don't even understand. You couldn't have a computer. You didn't have internet.
No, you had to bring around your like tote bag.
Yeah,
full
with
of
all your junk,
stuff.
All your stuff that would keep you occupied the whole time. Same goes for long car trips.
Mad Libs.
Mad Libs were my favorite.
Oh my God!
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show,
we're old.
I know we are old, but not too old to talk about Kelly Osbourne.
Oh,
because while her mom was busy grabbing all the headlines, she was going through her own stuff. And now she's telling us about it. We'll talk about it after this on My Talk 107.1. Okay, so while Sharon Osbourne was taking all the attention, Kelly Osbourne was going through some stuff of her own. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello there.
What was going on with Kelly Osbourne?
Well, so here's the thing. I actually had this thought last week. It's interesting to me that Kelly Osbourne has not commented on the fact that her mother lit herself on fire, essentially. And I guess it wasn't just last week, but like since this all first went down, when Sharon Osbourne, again, decided to unceremoniously leave her career.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that family is not not a stranger to opportunities to talk.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So I was like, it's weird, right, that we haven't heard from Kelly Osbourne? But apparently we kind of know why. And it's because, and we're going to go on a journey, but let's start with what we know.
Okay.
Because she's talking to People Magazine on Monday in a series of Instagram videos. Mm-hmm. She talked about the fact that she had relapsed after about 4 years of sobriety. And so I guess she wasn't sober. So maybe getting sober was maybe taking precedence over having comments about her mother melting down.
Right.
Right.
Which would make sense. I mean, that absolutely makes sense. And we would support that. Right?
She says, I relapsed, not proud of it, but I am back on track. And I'll be doing a podcast this week where I tell everybody about what's going on and what happened. And I just wanted to tell you guys the truth because I never want to lie to you. Thank you so much for your support and your love. And you'll be hearing from me soon. Okay. Totally awesome. And kudos, by the way, ding, ding, for sobriety. But then, let's see if I can do this now. I went over to her Instagrams.
Okay.
And I don't want to get too bogged down in the timeline, but I noticed that there's like some SponCon things happening over there, which should not surprise us, right? Like,
right.
They're a reality family. And then there's like some hair videos, or not hair videos. Hair photos where she's just like, look at my hair. And you can tell she's doing some extreme Khloe Kardashian filtering. Yeah.
She's got the filter.
Like she is on fire with the filters.
Yeah.
But then I began to do the thing that we do, Colleen, which is. I mean, you better get this
read?
Right.
I don't know. What's the right answer?
No, like when it comes to celebrities telling us things.
Yeah.
I mean, I always go, okay, why are you telling us this?
Right.
Not because it didn't happen.
Right.
Not because you're lying.
Mm-hmm.
But like, why are you telling us now?
Why now? Is there a... why?
I mean, I don't know. You tell me. Do you think there's a now? Like...
Oh, because she's got a podcast?
Well, yeah. Or maybe, like taking this moment to share your truth.
Mm-hmm.
Distracts from the fact
the
that your mother has literally and look, in a normal world, I would say that's being a little tinfoil hatty. But again, it's not the worst thing that we're not talking about Sharon Osbourne right now.
Well, and if I can just also, without going too deep, she has in the past, if you look at her social media, she has a social justice angle to her voice.
Oh, she does. Because you remember the whole dust up with Zendaya.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it seems to me that she might have been a voice that would have challenged Sharon Osbourne.
Well, let's just put it this way. This is a reality family who made a significant choice and living off of sharing their internal struggles with the world. I would hope at some point they, because that would be a valuable conversation to share with people. That is, you have to believe that Kelly Osbourne was not happy with the way that her mother behaved,
right?
Based on her previous behavior. Or her previous sharing of her beliefs and opinions.
You know, what you say is really interesting because we know that Sharon Osbourne did not avail herself of the talk on the talk after she left the show.
Yep, she left and then said, I'm not even going to pay attention to these people.
You know what I would tune in for sure? I would super tune in for... a conversation between Kelly Osbourne and her mom.
Well, and don't you think that Kelly Osbourne and, I don't know, did you watch The Osbournes?
I did. Oh, yeah, religiously.
So I didn't, but I have an idea that Kelly Osbourne appears to me to be the kind of person that would feel no...
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Remorse in calling her mom out on her behavior.
Actually, I would say that that is true for both Kelly and Jack Osbourne. That was part of what made that show so interesting, is that they called their parents out on their stuff.
Yeah, so isn't it interesting that Kelly didn't do... Now, again, I think the reason might be because Kelly was busy getting sober, mm-hmm. and so that's why she's sharing this now. My takeaway from this entire experience was my curiosity whether she's going to share her thoughts at some point, because you have to believe mm-hmm. that she has very strongly held beliefs about it, or at least had a strong reaction. And it's, you know, again, if you're a family who has previously opened up what's going on behind the scenes, you'd think they could do it again.
So I'm like, now, because I haven't looked at her Instagram, so I'm thumbing through it mm-hmm. for the first time. And it is interesting. Like you said, there's some Spawn Con in there, but she announced on April 7th, I think it was, that she's got this podcast, that she's teaming up with Jeff Beecher to do a podcast series. And I will be curious to hear if on that pot, you know, not only
about, well, how can
not
she
only
not?
Will she talk about her sobriety, but she'll hopefully she'll talk about her mom.
Yeah, how can she not? You are like, I just feel like it's only a matter of time, and I wonder if that's why we're starting to see mm-hmm. headlines, because that's coming. I don't want to be too cynical.
Like the thing I really want is to hear their conversation with each other, and not that that's my business, but.
They've made it their business to share that side of themselves. I mean, they don't owe us anything, obviously, mm-hmm. but I would find it problematic if she was making money off of that conversation because of it's complicated, right? But from the purely tabloid curiosity standpoint, you'd want to see that dynamic, knowing, again, what you know about Kelly Osbourne and how she has a relationship with her mother.
Yeah, because she really has been outspoken about her feelings so many times, and her silence really was noticed, especially because they were still doing stories about her out, because the big headlines had been about her weight loss recently.
Yeah.
And those headlines didn't go away if she was out and about. But she just wasn't talking. Mm-hmm. I will be paying attention to this podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you will be as well. Mm-hmm. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we've got some celebrities behaving badly. We call them
D-Bags.
And we'll tell you about them after this on My Talk 107.1. Celebrities behaving badly. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live. At mytalk1071.com, everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
And we have a name for these celebrities behaving badly, and that name is...
D-Bag!
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
D-Bag Bradley.
Hey, Holly, can you give me my powers again?
Oh, wait, I'm first.
You have your powers.
Oh, somebody took them away.
Uh-oh.
No worries. You're first, Colleen.
I am first. I forgot about that. Okay, so, Bradley, do you remember yesterday?
Yeah, I do.
Do you remember who your D-bag was yesterday?
Yes. My D-bag yesterday was your D-bag today.
Yeah. The Daily Mail.
Ding, ding.
You know why? Pew, pew. For almost the exact same reason. So yesterday, you made the Daily Mail your D-bag because they wrote a whole story about Jennifer Lawrence out on a walk with her husband appearing downcast.
Yep.
Well, today, the headline about Jennifer Lawrence is also about her walking.
Oh, she's still walking, huh?
She is, but this
what
time...
What weird, like, totally arbitrary emotion did they ascribe to this experience?
Well, this time she's cutting a solo figure.
Oh, who's the solo figure she was cutting?
I know, right? I think that means she was walking alone.
Oh.
Jennifer Lawrence cuts a solo figure as she steps out days after somber outing with husband Cook Maroney, which marked their first public appearance in 6 months.
Wow. Translation, they just got a hold of a few more photos.
Yeah, translation, Jennifer Lawrence's people called and said she'll be walking.
Yeah, here, look at her walking.
Some pictures of her walking. She'll walk for you.
Yeah.
I have a hard time with this idea that time she was out with her husband the other day that we talked about yesterday was the first time they had a public outing in 6 months. I just don't buy that.
Yeah, like they were like holed up in, you know,
right,
some celebrity lair.
Any more than I believe that this is the first time she has walked solo in a long time, right?
I mean, I'm just going to go out for a leisurely
stroll. It's so dumb, and the pictures are just dumb. She's just walking, man. She's got a cute little dress on. She's carrying her purse. She's got her mask on. Good for her. It's nothing. She's just out, guys. And they're writing stories about it.
But.
And the joke's on us.
Big, big, stinky butt.
Over. We're talking about her.
Yeah, which means watch, keep your eyes peeled for inevitably something related to Jennifer Lawrence's career is going to pop up in the next few days.
Well, never forget, she just did a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh!
Remember? That's the one where she had that red hair, that like bright red wig, and everybody was like, no way, is that really Jennifer Lawrence? And Leonardo DiCaprio was sporting his dad bod. I mean, it was like a whole scene.
Yeah, that's so bizarre.
So we got to keep her name in the headlines until that movie comes out. Only that's going to be boring because it seems like all they're doing is going out and walking.
Yeah, you got to step up the game a little bit. You got to go to the beach. You got to go to like a farmer's market, maybe a pumpkin patch.
That's a good one.
Look for pumpkins.
Mm-hmm. Got to go and get that coffee from the coffee bean.
Yep.
Maybe Alfred's if you're fancy.
Roll into Erewhon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Although she's in New York, right?
Oh, she is. So she might need to go to like a street vendor and get a hot dog or.
Yeah. You know. So they talk about like, who was the celebrity that went and got a hot dog and they talked about like the hot dog water? Isn't there like a name for it?
Oh.
Like a hot dog and the hot dog. I don't know. I just remember they were just being so like, you know, like, I don't know. Ethel Merman caught street side with a watery wiener.
There's no wiener like a watery wiener.
I don't remember that.
I'm just saying it's a thing.
Don't worry about it. It's a thing. Anyway, she's going to need to step up her game if she's going to keep us talking.
Well, you know, she could.
Because just going out for walks with her man is not going to do it.
Here's a no-brainer. Again, celebrities, hire us. Mm-hmm. Because my advice would be to do what? You're not going to guess
get
it in a million
pregnant?
Years. What?
Well, no. I don't know. I just thought maybe.
No, if you're out and about in New York, maybe take a stop by for lunch at. Particular restaurant. Think about this. Use your brains, because I know you both.
The Olive Garden in Times Square?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
No, think about an even better Italian restaurant that would provide a two-for-one experience. To not just Jennifer Lawrence, but who has an Italian restaurant?
Oh, Emilio Vitolo Jr.
Thank you.
And would love some attention.
Katie Holmes, man.
Oh, sure.
They've not been in headlines.
That was real good.
Mm-hmm. So you could go to Amore Vitolio. What's it called? The restaurant?
I think it's called Thirsty Italians.
Thirsty Italians.
What is that place called? You know, I got to be real honest. If I went to New York today, I would go there to eat for every single meal until I ran into them.
I'm not going that far because Jamie wouldn't let me do that, but we could definitely go.
I would go. Like, I would, if you and Jamie and Matt and I went on another trip to New York, as we have done in the past, you and I would be like, hey, it's nap time in the afternoon, yeah. But we would actually be going
creep off to
that place.
To Peasant Restaurant.
That's not what it's called.
No, that's another restaurant. Okay. They were outside. Sorry. I'm trying to find it. I can't find it.
I'll work on it while you're talking about other
things. It's called Emilio's Bellotto.
Oh, that's true.
Bellotto?
Bellotto.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bellotto.
You're right. Obama. Here's a President Obama at Bellotto's.
See, oh my gosh, see, look at, like, everybody who's anybody goes there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they got some outside seating.
A lot of food there.
Okay. That's what it says.
Or you drink too much and then you're Bellotto.
Bellotto.
Again, what it says on the awning of the restaurant.
Does it really say Bellotto food?
No.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, you're done. Enough vino for you.
Brad, who's your D-bag?
Thank you.
My D-bag is that very nice lady from Bridgerton. You know the TV show Bridgerton?
Well, nice lady?
We've heard of it. I don't watch it, so I'm going to need more information.
Nicola Coughlan. Now, I actually know Nicola from another show called The Dairy Girls, which, by the way, oh my goodness, that is a hilarious TV series on the Netflix.
I thought that Dairy Girls, I'm dumb.
It has nothing to do with ice cream, honey. No,
it's not a Princess K reality series.
Okay, you guys, I'm not that kind of dumb. I thought it was a reality show.
No.
Okay.
No, it takes place like in the 80s.
Okay.
In the Northern Ireland conflict, but it's humorous.
Okay.
Which I know sounds weird, but
it
just
does,
trust me.
I'm here for it.
It's hilarious, and Nicola Coughlan is in that show, but she's also in Bridgerton, which is where I think most people would now know her from. And I said that she's my D-bag today, and it pains me to do that, but it all has to do with the Kardashians. So Kim Kardashian, I don't know how other Bridgerton fans are going to feel about this, but Kim Kardashian is apparently a huge fan of Bridgerton. And she was freaking out the other day because Nicola Coughlan revealed that the Featheringtons, which are like the main family of, or one of the families of Bridgerton, They say that they compare themselves, like, behind the scenes, the actors compare this family to the Kardashians, and said as much, and then Kim Kardashian, who's like an Uber fan, was like, oh my god, what? I'm totally freaking out. This tweet was sent to me on the Bridgerton group chat. Can I please come to a fitting? It would make my whole life.
Okay. This post was sent to me on the Bridgerton group chat.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I think that means that her family has a group chat about, or her, like, she and her friends.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Have a group chat about Bridgerton.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then Nicola,
this is a great way to get attention for Bridgerton, by the way.
Well, yeah, I mean, Nicola was the one that first talked about the Kardashians, right? So then Kim responds to them, and then she goes on to say that she would love to come to one of their fittings. And of course, Nicola Coughlan says, oh my god, yes, of course, we'd love to have you. Also, did you know that the guy that made one of her corsets did one for Bridgerton, and so now it's all just a big happy family. Aww. And I don't want the Kardashians to ruin all the nice things, even though I don't watch Bridgerton. I just feel like Bridgerton fans are not amused.
My guess is you are correct, Bradley, and also now I don't want to watch Bridgerton.
Oh.
Which is unfortunate.
Don't take it out on Bridgerton, but I'm not watching that show anyway.
Yeah, but if it's going to be all Kardashian-y.
And I'm fine with The Crown.
I got to catch up on that show. Are you, what?
You're not going to.
What if I do? Would it surprise you? Would you be delighted?
I mean, you should watch the show if you want to watch it.
I do want to watch it.
Well, and
I've watched a full season. I just...
What happened at the end?
I told you the aliens came. I can't remember, but I will say this. My husband doesn't think he'd like it.
The Crown?
Husband who also... Yes.
Why?
Probably because it's in British.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm serious, though.
Probably because it's in British.
He felt the same way about Downton Abbey, but then he got way into Downton Abbey.
Oh, my God. If he was into Downton Abbey, The Crown is, like, that real much Downton. Better. Well, okay. It's Downton without the soap opera.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a soap opera quality to The Crown. I'm not going to oversell it.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the acting in The Crown is amazeballs, and there's a fair amount of history. I do appreciate the value of a Bridgerton because I think it's an, you know, like, it's kind of the same thing. It's just a different, I think it's more soap opera-y, which if that's your thing, then you should go for Bridgerton. But, right.
Yeah, if you want melodrama.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually here for all of it, although I did watch the first episode of Bridgerton, and I was like, I don't know.
I just didn't understand what all... I mean, again, I didn't think it was bad, per se, but I didn't understand what
it
all
just didn't grip you.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
And, like, from what I understand, it takes about 4 episodes to get real sexy.
Yeah.
And I don't have time to sit around for 4 episodes.
No, you just have to fast forward.
You gotta hit me with the sex right away. Just right out of the gate.
If you take away one thing from this show.
I will say there is sex in that first episode. There are some bare buns up against a tree.
Mm-hmm. But see, now that, by the way, that is a total Shonda Rhimes move.
Yeah.
Oh, to give you
the buns as soon as humanly possible.
Just give you a taste.
Yeah. Just butt. When we come back.
Okay, don't say taste and butt that close together. Thank you.
Okay, we can't go back and delete it, but. I'll apologize for the proximity of taste and butt. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we got to talk about this Danny Masterson case because he is now blaming Leah Remini for everything.
Oh,
Danny Masterson who's been accused of rape by a number of different women,
mm-hmm.
is accusing Leah Remini for the accusations of rape against him. Okay, do the math on that.
I'm so confused.
Well,
but okay.
Scientology will be highly involved and it will all begin to kind of make a weird amount of sense based on Scientology when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. Thank you, Holly. This is the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainor.
Hello.
And, okay, so we've been sort of, I don't know that we've talked a whole lot about this case of Danny Masterson. It's come up certainly in a couple blind items, but Danny Masterson, who a lot of people know from the TV show That 70s Show, he's a noted Scientologist.
Yep.
And he was accused by 3 separate women of rape in incidents that occurred in the early 2000s, between the years, I think, 2001 and 2003. There are 3 women, all Jane Does, who have come forward and formally accused Danny Masterson of rape. And now Danny Masterson has filed paperwork with the Los Angeles court system to ask for more time to prepare his case, saying that Leah Remini is at fault for meddling with the accusers.
What does that mean? Meddling with the accusers.
So in the documents, Danny Masterson claims that Leah Remini pushed for the 3 women in the case, all the Jane Does, to make reports to the LAPD, with 2 of them only coming out with their allegations after being urged by Leah Remini. Meaning, Leah Remini encouraged the one who'd already come forward to file a police report with the LAPD. And then, after Leah Remini urged that person, then the other 2 came forward with allegations. Like that that she prompted their allegations.
So?
Okay. Thank you. He also says
first of all, I'd like to applaud her for doing so.
Right.
If that indeed is the case.
He also says that Leah Remini's celebrity has prosecutors, quote, starstruck, and that she has a close relationship with LAPD detectives, and says that she even uses the LAPD detectives as her own personal security detail.
Well, I've heard that story before, but it wasn't with Leah Remini. You know who it was with?
The Church of Scientology.
Okay.
So what's interesting about this, right, is that if you know Colleen and Bradley, we have kind of been at, there have been times in our life, in our careers,
yeah,
where we've been more than just moderately fascinated with the inner workings of the Church of Scientology.
Yeah, we went down that rabbit hole a long
time ago.
Yeah. But you know, we found it, like you said, infinitely fascinating. And we had a personal connection. So remember, we had a contributor on our show.
Yes.
Who was...
a former Scientologist
former
herself.
Former Scientologist herself.
So what's interesting about this is because we know what we know, or what we think we know about Scientology, we realize that these are all of their talking points, right?
Yeah.
Because, listen, Scientology, Scientologists... no, the Church of Scientology, I will say... are like the original gaslighters.
Yeah.
The OG.
They're like, actually, you're the liar.
Right.
Like you'd say you're lying. And they're like, no, you're the liar.
And they've got it in for Leah Remini because she has made a pretty good career in recent years. I mean, aside from her already very successful career, she has made a significant part of her career calling out the Church of Scientology for the abuses that have happened within their organization. And so this all goes hand in hand. And so it would be par for the course for the Church of Scientology to personally attack her.
Yeah, and they've done it for years, right? Like, they've been bad-mouthing her for, you know, since she first spoke out on behalf of her friend, what's her name? Miscavige. Shelley.
Shelley Miscavige.
And here's the other thing. This is the other truth that bears mentioning, which is, it's not that everything Leah Remini says is right and everything the Church of Scientology says is wrong. It's that when it comes to credibility, one of those things has more, and I shouldn't say things, but like one is an institution, one is a person. One of those two experiences,
mm-hmm. entities
has more credibility than the other. So yeah. I would tend to believe Leah Remini. Also, to your earlier part of the story, if she did those things, Danny Masterson, good. Like, is that illegal somehow?
Right.
Like, are you not allowed to encourage people to come forward with the truth? Like, are you not supposed to encourage people to file a lawsuit that you know, they're entitled to file? Like, I don't see the problem there. Are you accusing her of lying?
Right.
Or making, you know, like, encouraging these individuals to lie in order to bring a lawsuit? I don't think that's what they're alleging or have proof of anyway.
Well, and that's the thing about it, is that that's exactly the kind of thing that the Church of Scientology would coach him to squawk about, right? Yeah. There's no, because they have their own set of laws and rules within the Church of Scientology. And so,
and if you're talking about Scientology, you're not talking about the victims and you're not talking about the accusations. You're distracting.
Right. Right. I mean, this isn't here's the actual fact. The actual fact is that he's pled not guilty to these charges of raping three separate women. All of these rapes allegedly took place at his very own home. If he is found guilty, he faces up to 45 years in prison.
Yeah.
So he's obviously trying to drag this out and figure out how to defend himself in the best way possible. And he's, this to me just feels like he's grasping at straws.
Oh, for sure.
And any time
a Scientologist, you know, again, if you haven't done a lot of the like reading or watching or listening to the critics mm-hmm. of the church, it might seem a little harsh, but like anytime people connected with the church are talking about how things are unfair, usually you want to dig into that and pick at it, because very often they're trying to cover up the very same behavior that they're accusing somebody else of.
Exactly.
That's an often executed strategy. Like, it is a literal written strategy, allegedly, supposedly.
Exactly.
According to people who've, you know, experienced these things firsthand.
So these documents were just filed. Ooh, I don't know exactly what day, but like very recently. So it'll be a minute before there's any resolution of whether or not the court will allow him more time to prepare his case.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think this is going to be an explosive case. And we talked about it actually in a blind item, I think, the other day.
Yes.
About Ashton Kutcher's involvement with him because they've been friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And Ashton Kutcher likes to run swiftly in the opposite direction of these kinds of controversies, right?
Exactly. And that's exactly what he's doing, right, Holly?
So it seems.
Yes. All right. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we have a question for you. It's an easy question. We've done it before. We're going to do it again. What are you having for dinner tonight?
What's 651
641 1071. What's for din din? Give us a call.
Eating?
Let's look.
Have you been waiting for just the right job? Then welcome to the end of your search. Amazon has seasonal warehouse jobs in your area, and now is a great time to apply. You can start getting paid right away and work close to home. Applying is easy. You don't even need an interview. So what are you waiting for? Come join the team and get a great seasonal job offer today. Visit amazon.com/hiring. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Peloton's best offer of the season is here. Get up to $300 off accessories when you purchase a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Choose from a variety of accessories, like our cycling shoes, a heart rate monitor, non-slip grip dumbbells, and more. If you've been looking for a sign to join Peloton, this offer gives you everything you need to get going. This limited-time offer ends November 28th. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Offer starts November 14th and ends November 28th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.